This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Thursday, November 2nd, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Donnelly. Here's today's headlines. Senators ICR for extension. Bayer hit again on Roundup. USDA, inflation helped food insecurity. Senate ag leaders are pushing for an extension in the CR. Leaders of the Senate Ag Committee are working together to get a year-long extension. The 2018 Farm Bill included and a new continuing resolution that will be needed to keep the government funded after November 17. The top Republican of the Senate Ag Committee, John Bozeman of Arkansas, confirmed to AgriPulse yesterday that he's working with Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow of Michigan to move the extension this month rather than waiting until December. That doesn't mean we have to take a year to pass a farm bill, but it takes the pressure off of us. It makes the pressure off of farmers, and then we're continuing to do our best to get a farm bill in a better situation, Bozeman said. Keep in mind, a year-long extension moves the deadline for passing a new bill to the lame duck session after the 24 election, and it could be tough to get lawmakers to cut deals until they know which way the election is going to go. Bozeman said he expects farm groups to keep pressure on Congress to act on the legislation. By the way, House Speaker Mike Johnson of Louisiana met with Senate Republicans yesterday and reiterated his plan to move a CR that would fund the government until January 15 and trigger a 1% across-the-board cut in spending. Johnson, quote, wants to start finding ways to reduce spending, said Senator John Hoeven of North Dakota. Senator Mark Wayne Mullen of Oklahoma said Johnson emphasized he's going to follow the consensus of his conference on issues. He told the senators his role is to, quote, govern the conference and get a consensus of the GOP conference and where it's going to head, Mullen said. Senate passes FY24 spending package. The Senate easily passed a package of three fiscal 24 spending bills yesterday that includes the measure to fund USDA and FDA. The package passed 82-15. Also includes funding for the Departments of Transportation and Department of Veteran Affairs. The bills are funded in line with the levels in the spring's debt ceiling agreement and are largely free of controversial policy riders. The House version of the agriculture spending bill remains in limbo. The House defeated the measure in September because rural Republicans rejected the deep cuts it would make in USDA, and some swing district GOP members balked at restrictions on the abortion drug mifepristone. Senate Appropriations Committee Chairwoman Patty Murray of Washington said the Senate spending measure passed yesterday. They were reasonable and serious bipartisan bills that have a chance of becoming law, unlike the partisan bills House Republicans are moving. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Daybreak is sponsored by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the third largest dairy co-op in the country. Edge is a powerful advocate of Washington for farmers throughout the upper Midwest. Among Edge's top priorities is milk pricing reform. Over its long history, the federal order system has aimed to serve farmers by ensuring the orderly marketing of fluid milk. But changing production and consumption patterns are rendering the system ineffective. Edge envisions changes that create flexibility, promote fairness, and strengthen the relationship between farmers and processors. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Bayer hit again with big jury award in Roundup case. In a fresh blow to agribusiness giant Bayer, a jury has awarded $332 million to a plaintiff who claims exposure to Roundup caused his cancer. This week's verdict, $7 million in compensation, $325 million in punitive damages, came following a trial in San Diego County Superior Court in California. Plaintiff Mike Dennis prevailed on his claim that Monsanto, which was bought by Bayer in 2018 for more than $60 billion, had failed to warn him of the dangers of using Roundup. However, a spokesperson for the company told Reuters that the jury ruled for the company on Dennis' negligence and defective design claims. Lawyers for Dennis were not immediately available for comment. The punitive damages will almost certainly be reduced under Supreme Court precedent limiting their size. By the way, a few days before the San Diego court verdict, Bayer lost a case in Philadelphia where a Roundup plaintiff was awarded $175 million, including $150 million in punitive damages. USDA official, inflation played a role in food insecurity jump. Stacy Dean, USDA's Deputy Undersecretary for Food and Nutrition Services, tells AgriPulse that inflation was one factor behind the startling increase in food insecurity last year. USDA found that 12.8% of households were food insecure last year, up from 10.2% the year before. She says food inflation was also a key issue at the end of 2022 because of supply chain hiccups and a number of other issues, including the phasing out of an increased child tax credit and a reduction in pandemic-related food assistance. Poll, inflation, top concern for rural voters. A survey of rural voters in 12 swing states shows widespread concerns about the cost of living. Some 54% of the people polled chose inflation as one of their most important issues. 25% of those, retirement and Social Security, 19% said health care. When asked to pick among a list of policy proposals, Republicans, Democrats, and Independents all chose this one. Quote, we need to reduce inflation and make life more affordable because from gas to groceries to prescription drugs, the cost of living is too expensive for working families. The survey was conducted by Lake Research and Associates, a Democratic polling firm for the Center for Rural Strategies, which runs the Daily Under news site. Now, why it matters? Well, Republicans continue to see inflation as a winning issue heading into 2024, and the survey shows why it could be. By the way, Biden is viewed unfavorably by 66% of the rural voters surveyed. Former President Trump is viewed unfavorably by 48%. Valadao re-election bid downgraded. The Cook Political Report has updated its ratings on 2024 House races. They've moved Representative David Valadao of California to the toss-up column from lean GOP. Cook analyst Dave Wasserman says Democrats, quote, likely have a better chance of retaking the House than keeping the Senate in 2024. Valadao, who serves on the House Agriculture Appropriations Subcommittee, is no stranger to tough races in his Central Valley district. He lost his re-election bid in 2018, but got the seat back in 2020. Finally, here's today's She Said It. What we have done here, finding common ground to produce reasonable bipartisan bills, is not just a template. It's the only way to get our jobs done in a divided government. That Senate Appropriations Committee Chairwoman Patty Murray of Washington on the package of FY24 spending bills approved yesterday. Well, that's Daybreak for this Thursday, November 2nd, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Nally.